So, Verbalmas Day 11 should have been a recording of a first time anal script, and I also did a ramble fap of rubber anal because I felt like it. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to finish the first time anal script at the time. I just assumed I would have enough time to come back to it. Or rather, the alone time to come back to it. And unfortunately, because of COVID restrictions, haven't been able to. So, I could just post the Ruffer Ramble Fap, but I kind of like the idea of posting them one after the other, or in the same post. So instead, I thought I'd give you, instead of skipping a day, give you a short ramble fap, because I'm not alone in the house, and I don't know when I'm going to be interrupted. Although, I have been edging for an hour and a half now, on and off, mostly on. And I thought what I'd talk about instead would be something I don't think I've talked about before, but something I love to do, which is rubbing my pussy on my partner's tits or chest until I come on them. And again, I am going to keep this short, but I hope you enjoy it. So it could be easier if I slicked you down, spread oil on your body, got you nice and slippery, even though my pussy is also really wet right now. Maybe I'd gag you so that you couldn't be tempted to pull me off your tits and onto your mouth. Maybe you need something in that mouth, maybe a ball gag, or something else. Unless you're gonna be good for me. Are you gonna be a good girl? Just let me ride your tits until I come. Oh, I know you will. I'd probably keep both hands on your throat anyway. Unless you really didn't want that. Moving my hips, moving them up into my hand, the way that I'd move them if I was on top of you. And you know I don't care how big or small your breasts are. Tits are tits. Oh, fuck yeah. I can move from one to the other, just shifting slightly across your chest. Or maybe I just find one good spot. Pick that. Start slow, just grinding into you. I'm gonna get you so fucking wet and slippery. You want me to leave a big mess on your tits? You want that, don't you? Let's scoop it up and feed it to you afterwards. Oh, fuck. Or maybe I'd leave that mouth gagged and I'd just climb off you. Climb between your legs. will come off your tits. And then maybe give you a reward for being so good. Oh, maybe like your girl cock with my cum on my own tongue. Oh, oh. But mostly I'm just thinking about riding your chest. Would your nipples be hard? Would you be too warm? Oh fuck yeah, they get hard under me. I wonder if I'd feel them poking up into me. Oh fuck. Oh, if I'd be too turned on and too slippery. Even move up from your tits, not to your mouth. I could very, very gently lower myself down under that neck. I don't think that would be a good idea, but I could if I wanted to hold myself up, so just out of your reach. But even on your chest, you could smell me. Even riding your tits, you could smell how wet I am, how turned on I am, and how much I want to fucking come all over you. If you didn't have anything in your mouth, I know you'd be pulling out a tongue, trying to reach me. I wouldn't let you. Oh, if my hands went around your neck, didn't gaggy, then my hand would be clamped around your mouth. And I wouldn't care. And I wouldn't care that it was hurting you. I wouldn't care that I was being rough. I just care about getting off on your tits. You want it? Yeah? You want this pussy to come all over you? Oh, go faster on those tits. Fuck yeah. Make me come, slut. Oh, fuck your boobs are gonna make me come. Are you ready? Fuck, I'm gonna get you some wet sticky. Fuck. Oh, fuck. If I didn't stick my fingers in your mouth, then it would be my tongue in your mouth. After eating my own cum, can you taste me? Don't worry, I'd leave some on your tits. Take a picture of how messy they are. send it to you whoever I want.